Izwi letu la namuhla.
Our text today.
Silthola kumaHebheru isahluko sesithupha.
We find in Hebrews chapter 6.
KumaHebheru isahluko sesithupha.
Hebrews chapter
6.
Chapter 6,
Kusukela evesini lesine.
From verse 4.
Ngokuba akunakwenzeka ukuba labo asebake bakhanyisa benambitha isiphiwo sasezulwini benziwa abahlanganyeli bomoya ongcwele.
For it is impossible in the case of those who have tasted the heavenly gift and have shared in the Holy Spirit.
Benambitha izwi elihle likaNkulunkulu namandla ezwe elizayo.
And have tasted the goodness of the word of God and the powers of the age to come.
Babuye bahlubuke. Akunakwenzeka ukuba babuye bavuswe baphenduke lokhu sebezi bethelela indodana kaNkulunkulu bayithela ngehlazo obala.
And then have fallen away to restore them again to repentance, since they are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding him up to contempt.
Ngokuba umhlabathi ophuze imvula efika kaningi phezu kwayo umilisa imfino ebasizayo abawulinyelwayo uyabusiswa nguNkulunkulu.
For land that has drunk the rain that often falls on it and produces a crop useful to those for whose sake it cultivated receives a blessing from God.
Kepha uma uveza ameva nekhakhasi uyaleka useduze nokuqalekiswa ukuphela kwawo ngokushiswa.
But if it bears thorns and thistles, it is worthless and near to being cursed, and its end is to be burned. Shall we pray once again?
Siyaphinda Nkosi ukucela ukuthi ngomoya ongcwele ukhulume nathi.
We once again ask, Lord, that by your Holy Spirit you would speak to us.
Lenkonzo ithinte izinhliziyo zethu ngomoya ongcwele.
That in this service you would touch our hearts through your Holy Spirit.
Izwi lakho eliphilayo liphile ngaphakathi libe bukhali kunezinkemba zonke ezisika nhlangothi zombili.
That your word would penetrate our hearts and live in our hearts, being sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
Amen.
Lelizwi esengilifundile.
This word which I've read.
Kulizwi elisabekayo.
Is a frightening word.
Liyamthuthumelisa umuntu.
It does make a person to tremble.
Umuntu asuka mesaba uNkulunkulu.
And a person fears the Lord.
Akekho njengoNkulunkulu.
For there is no one like God.
Uyesabeka futhi.
And he is awesome.
Kufanele wonke umuntu asungamesaba uNkulunkulu.
And fearful, and it is no wonder that every human being should live in the fear of God.
Uma ufunda lelizwi liyakuthuthumelisa.
And reading this word, it really makes one to tremble.
ngobungasuka uthi kanti kuzosindiswa mubani akekho uzosindiswa na.
Because one then asks the question, well, who then shall be saved?
Kuqale ngokuthi akunakwenzeka ukuba labo asebake bakhanyiswe banambitha isiphiwo sasezulwini benziwa abahlanganyeli kamoya ongcwele banambitha izwi elihle likaNkulunkulu namandla ezwe elizayo babuye bahlubuka akunakwenzeka ukuba babuye bavuswe baphenduke.
For it starts by saying, for it is impossible in the case of those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift and have shared in the Holy Spirit and have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the age to come and then fallen away, to restore them again to repentance.
Ithemba likanomabani ngoba ubani phakathi kwethu walazi iqiniso kodwa wangabuya wangena esonweni.
This is the type of word that can cause anyone's hope to perish. For who of us have never been in the same boat, who have tasted the word but have gone back to sin?
Kuthiwa akusekho ukuthethelelwa.
For it says, for there is no forgiveness.
Leli izwi lingaqeda ubuthongo. Izwi limnyakazisa umuntu.
It is the word that can end our sleep and can shake a person.
Ukuthi uma walazi iqiniso kodwa ubuye uhlubuke akusekho ukuthethelelwa.
That if you've known the truth and then fall away, there is no more forgiveness.
Uzucabange no Isawu kuthiwa wafuna ukuphenduka ekufuna ngezinyembezi kodwa akakutholanga.
One thinks of Esau, who sought repentance with tears but could not find it.
Kufanele ukuthi silibukisise kahle lelizwi.
We need to carefully examine then the scripture.
UNkulunkulu singamthathi kalula.
We should never take God lightly.
Awubheke umuntu kalula nje asukenze isono.
You see, a person so easily gets himself back into sin.
Kalula angena ebufebeni.
Easily falls into sexual immorality.
Kaninga hlubuka mvuma izono zakhe emva kwentsuke imbile ntathu sephindele kuzona.
And so easily confesses his sins but goes back to them in two or three days again.
Kodwa ngithanda ukuntshela namhlanje uNkulunkulu kahlekwa musu kudlala ngaye musu kufaka uthi lakho eshweni lakhe. But I want
to tell that person, you are putting your finger, you're poking your finger into God's eye, you are treating him lightly, and your future is not good.
Abantu bayiphathe kabi, bachitha inzalo, babulala abantu, basuke bathi, awu sokuphelile.
A person mistreats himself and is immoral, is aborts babies or kills somebody.
UNkulunkulu ophezu konke uyakubona lokho uyokujezisa futhi ngalokho.
The Most High God sees that and will punish it too.
Uma ungaphendukanga,
should you not
repent, maikusasa lakho liyoba libi ingunaphakade.
Your eternal destiny is evil.
Yini umuntu ukuthi umesabe umuntu? Umuntu ongelutho. Mesabe lo uphakeme, uphakeme kakhulu.
What is man that you should be fearful of him? He is nothing. Fear the one who is high above everyone else.
Ungasukubulala ingane.
You might kill a baby. Bury it.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu uyayibona.
But God sees it.
Ngikhumbula ngisemusha.
I remember when I was still young.
Bengisebenza esitolo sikababa.
I was working in my father's shop.
Uma ngisebenza khona ekuseni abantu bafika bathi kwenzeka into esabekayo la ngenzansi ngoba ngenzansi kwesiko isitolo phezi phezu kwentaba ngenzansi ke bekhona umuzi.
Now in the morning one day some people came and said something awful has happened down in the valley because the shop was high up and below the cliffs was a home.
Bekhona intombazana.
A certain girl.
Besafunda esikoleni.
Who was still a schoolgirl.
Lengane yayiphatha kabi.
But was.
Ngoba kukhona nokuthi ingane zesikole zisuke zigange.
But was immoral. Was promiscuous because you even get school children who are loose.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wasebenza.
But God
ekangeni kwakhe wakhulelwa.
That in her being so promiscuous, she fell pregnant.
Wathi, oh, sibele isono sami.
And then she thought, well, my sin is going to be exposed.
Iqiniso leli isono sakho siyokufumana noma usifihle usigqibe uNkulunkulu uzokudalula.
Well, that is true. Your sin will find you out. Even if you bury your sin, God will expose it.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu osezulwini ophakeme uyakubona ukubonile.
For the Most High God, the one who dwells in heaven, has seen you and will always see you.
Lomtwana wesikole wasukwa izala leyo ngane.
The schoolgirl then gave birth to the baby.
Wathatha indish.
She took a dish.
Wagcwalisa ngamanzi.
And filled it with water.
Wayifaka ingane yakhe.
And then.
Eyicwilisa khona.
Drowned her baby in the water. Then she went into a maize field. Dug a hole. And buried her baby. Thinking, well, now it's over.
Umkhondo wakhe.
But God, who saw, exposed it. He sent a dog, which sniffed the scent right to where the baby was buried.
Ngoba inja inekhala. Izwisise kakhulu ngekhala kunomuntu. Umuntu yezwa. Kodwa inja izwa kuphindwe ngekhulu.
But it
is ungakezwa lutho. Noma iphunga likude inja selikuzwile.
It is because a dog has got a marvelous sense of smell. It is 100 times stronger and better than ours.
Inja yalandela yafika khona la kwaba khona ingane.
So the dog followed the scent right to the burial place.
Inja yasuka yakhwanda.
And began to dig.
Yazi athola ingane.
And then got the baby.
Wayithatha.
Took it.
Wagijima nayo wayilethe ekhaya.
And ran back to the home with the baby.
Abantu bamangala nabazali nezihlobo. Yini le? Uma bebuka eduze ingane.
The family there and the relatives wondered, what is it that the dog is carrying? And as they drew closer, they saw it was a baby.
Isigcino.
Finally.
Ngithathe ngokufushane.
I'm just summarizing the story. The police were called, and that girl was arrested. Her sin found her out. In Luke 12, God says, there is nothing hidden that shall not be exposed. It does not matter how clever or intelligent you might be, your sin will find you out. You might hide it behind a locked door.
And
with your cunning, you hatch a clever plan, but God in heaven has seen it. Even the cleverest sorcerer or witch, a person uses witchcraft, even if they can kill at a distance and hide their sin, God in heaven sees it and sees you too. And the wages of your sin is death, an eternal death. In the Bible, we read the story of Esau arrived home. And arrived finding his brother eating a pottage of soup.
Stew.
He said, brother, I am hungry. Give me of your food, Jacob. Jacob, though, did not agree to his demand.
Esau
was the heir. He was the rightful heir as the oldest son. It could have been written, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. Such a great heavenly possession and position God had organized for him. Esau, though, despised his heavenly blessing. And so Jacob said to him, if you give me your inheritance, your share of the inheritance, I'll give you of the stew.
Esau, ubelalelisisu sakhe, nokulamba kwakhe.
Esau listened only to his own appetite, to his own will.
Why say ti kulungile ngingakuniki ifalam nginike nje lokhu kudla kwamanje wadeleli ifalakhe lakusasa And
so he very easily said, yes, you can take it. I want this stew now.
UJacob wathi kulungile kuthatha.
The future was nothing to him. What mattered was instant gratification. And so his brother Jacob said, all right, give it to me now. He sold his heavenly blessing. After some time, he regretted it. Esau was immoral. He behaved badly. He only lived for his carnal desires. But God saw him. And he lost it all.
Namhla sithu uNkulunkulu kaAbraham kaIsaka kaJakobe asisho kaIsau uIsau wadayisa ifa lobuzibulo.
And today we speak of the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. It was because Esau threw away his blessing.
Ngasekugcineni,
finally
uIsau wafuna leso sibusiso. What was funangezi nyembezi ekhala ethi uNkulunkulu ngihawukele ngiphe leso sibusiso kodwa akatholanga ithuba lokuphenduka uNkulunkulu wavala umshudu.
Esau sought after that blessing with many tears, saying, be merciful, please. But God had closed the door. Beware of what you do.
Ngisho Noah, uNkulunkulu wathi wakho umkhumbi, ngizobhubhisa umhlaba, ngoba abantu bonakele.
With Noah too, God said, build an ark, for the whole world is depraved.
He
couldn't build the whole ark just with his three sons. He needed outside help. I was in that area, and the people there said probably about 1,000 workers. And he preached to them always, saying, God will destroy this world. The people said, how would that be possible? There's not even a sea here, no ocean, no water.
Even though,
the people worked building the ark with him, but they were disobedient, did not hear. The same is true even here at Kwasi Zabantu. You might be employed here, you might be a worker, you might be a school child. You're hearing the gospel often, you don't repent. God will finally destroy you. Even if you cry with tears, be merciful.
Ilwane zangena isimanga izilwane inja yangena imbongolo yangena imuzi yangena kodwa umuntu kangenanga.
Amazing, animals went in, a dog, a donkey, etc., but human beings refused to listen.
beshunyayezwa zonke izinsuku.
They were preached at every day.
Kodwa luyeza usuku lapho yokufuna ukuphenduka ngokukhala.
And the day will come when you seek repentance with tears, but will not find it.
That is why
the Bible says, today, if you hear his word, his voice, do not harden your hearts, repent, obey.
In 1
Corinthians,
siyafunda ukuthi ngokuba ngithandi bazalwane ukuba ningazi ukuthi okhokho bethu bonke babe phansi kwefu bonke badabula ulwandle bonke. 1 Corinthians 10:1.
For I want you to know, brothers, I do not want you to misunderstand it, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
Bonke babhaphathizwa kuMosi efwini naselwandle.
And all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
Bonke badla ukudla kunye komoya.
And all ate the same spiritual food.
Bonke baphuza ukuphuza kunye komoya ngokuba baphuze edwaleni lomoya elabalandelayo idwala lelo lalingu Christu.
And drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ.
Kepha iningi labo lelo iningi labo uNkulunkulu wayengathokozi ngabo.
Nevertheless, with most of them God was not pleased,
ngokuba bashaywa phansi ehlane,
for they were overthrown in the wilderness.
Kepha lokho kwaba isibonelo kithi size singafisi kubi.
Now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Just as they were idolaters.
Ukuba badle, baphuze, basukume, ukuba badlale.
Do not be idolaters as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
Futha singenzi ubufebe, njengokuba abanye kubo benza ubufebe. Bafa ngalolu suku, lunye abayizinkulungwane.
We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day.
Futhi asingayilingi inkosi njengabanye kubo bayilinga, babhujiswa izinyoka.
We must not put Christ to the test as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents.
Futhi ningakhononi njengabanye kubo bakhonona kwabhujiswa ngumbulali.
Nor grumble as some of them did and were destroyed by the destroyer.
Kepha lezo zinto zabehlela bona ukuba isibonelo kulotshelwe ukusiyala thina.
Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction. On whom the end of the ages has come.
Ngakho-ke, osuku ethi umi akaqaphele ukuba angawi.
Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall.
Umuntu olthatha kaluli izwi likaNkulunkulu isilima akanabo ubuchopho ekhanda.
A person who takes God's word lightly is brainless.
Bekungafanele ukuthi noyedwa phakathi kwethu nozwayo lentshumayelo ayeke ukuphenduka khona manje.
Not one of us listening to this should avoid repentance.
KumaHebheru kuthiwa akunakwenzeka ukuba labo asebake bakhanyiswa banambitha isiphiko sasezulwini benziwa abahlanganyeli kumoya oyingcwele banambithe izwi elihle likaNkulunkulu namandla ezwe elizayo.
So in Hebrews it says, for it is impossible in the case of those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift and shared the Holy Spirit, to be brought back to repentance.
Babuye basubuke.
And who have...
Akanakwenzeka ukuba babuye bavuswe baphenduke.
And have tasted the goodness of the word and the powers of the ages to come and then fallen away to restore them again to repentance.
Uma sinendlebe yokuzwa, bekufanele ukuthi sithuthumele ukuthi kanti indaba inje. Uma singezwa lokho akushoyo uNkulunkulu, maye kithina, nekusasa lethu liyoba nzima.
This should cause every one of us to repentance, to tremble, lest we don't repent and there's a woe and a curse upon us.
Situduzwa izwi elodwa nje kulesi sahluko.
But there is a comforting word, one that we find in the same chapter.
Ngoba angithi abaningi kithina baphenduka, kodwa kwabakhona isikhathi lapho uhlubuka.
For many of us would say, yes, we had repented, but there was the time when we backslid. Then one asks, so is there no forgiveness?
Right.
There is a verse that is like bait for us and can offer help to us. And we find it in verse 7.
Ngokuba umhlabatho phuze imvula efike kaningi phezu kwawo, umilisa imfino ebasizayo abawulinyelwayo, uyabusiswa nguNkulunkulu.
For land that has drunk the rain that often falls on it and produces a crop useful to those for whose sake it is cultivated receives a blessing from God.
Kepha uma uveza ameva nekhakhasi uyaleka seduze nokuqalekiswa ukuphela kwawo ngokushiswa.
But if it bears thorns and thistles, it is worthless and near to being cursed, and its end is to be burned.
When wayinikele enkosini wabuya wayihlubuka inkosi wabuka wawa empeleni akukho ukuthethelelwa noma usufuna ukuphenduka ke kusakuthola.
Now you who once surrendered your life to Christ and then you backslid, you went back, now it is true there is no offer of hope, there's no forgiveness.
Uyezwa ke ukuthi lona libukhali kanjani, likhuni kanjani, linjengesandla elikhulu eliqhumisa ikhanda.
Now, as you have heard, that it is something that is impossible and the word is so sharp, it is like a hammer striking a rock.
Bese ubuye uthi, oh, kusho ukuthi alisekho ithemba kimi. Akusekho ukuthethelelwa.
you might despair. You might despair and say, oh, so that means I can never be forgiven. I cannot repent again, even if I seek after it with tears. God, however, says,
imvula,
the rain,
uma iza phezu komhlabathi,
when it falls upon the earth,
umilisa imfino,
it brings forth crops of,
ebasizayo abawulinyelwayo,
that help those who have plowed it and farmed it. And that person is blessed by God. That rain is God's grace falling upon a cursed earth. However, if it brings forth thorns and thistles, it is close to being cursed and burned. If you've sinned, backslidden, come back to the Lord. Like the earth, like the earth into which the rain has sunk, brings forth a crop, causing the owner of that farm to be happy. But should that soil,
that receives,
that rain, and still only brings forth thorns and thistles,
nekakazi uyaqalekiswa seduze ukubashiswe,
it is cursed and close to being burned.
Kusho ukuthi wena owenza isono usumamukela uJesu namhla phenduka. Ngoba usaphiwe umusa uveze izithelo ezinhle ezojabulisa umniniyo wensimu.
You who've accepted Christ and yet you've then gone back to sin, repent today. The grace is still available from the Lord Jesus.
Uma uphenduka namhlanje, kodwa uma ungaphenduki uqhubeke uveza meva uveza nekakasi uyaqalekiswa.
If you repent immediately, however, should you not, and you just bring forth thorns and thistles, you then are cursed.
Athi kuseduze ukuqalekiswa kwakho nokushiswa kwakho.
It says, for your end is nigh to be burned. In other words, then, no more forgiveness.
Sizwile encwadini kwabase Korinta isahluko seshumi.
We've heard from 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
Ukuthi abamthokozisanga uNkulunkulu uyafika imvula bathola umusa.
That they displeased God, for grace was available, but they despised it, rejected it.
Batholum papatiso.
They were baptized.
Batola manzi avela etwaleni.
They had water from the rock being Christ.
Kodwa emva kwalokho bangena ebufebeni, bangena esonweni, bangena ekubulaleni.
But after that, they still went back to their idolatry and their sexual immorality, and God destroyed them.
Kusho ukuthi kufanele ukuthi sikhumbule lokho lokho kwabhalelwa thina wena nami omiyo akaqaphelisa ukuthi angawi.
This is written to remind us, it's written for our instruction, so that the one who stands should be careful lest he fall.
Ngisho nani bomphakathi, nifike ninikele, nivume izono, kodwa emva kwesikhathi nibuyele khona esonweni. Maye kinina, siyofika isikhathi uma niveza ameva lapho ningenakuthola ukuphenduka. Noma nisenikufuna ngey'nyembezi, ngeke nithole ukuthethelelwa.
Now this includes you, if you're from Phakathi and you've received Christ, and then after a while you go back to your sin, even if you seek after repentance with tears, it is not available to you.
Uma nifunda incwadi kumaHebheru, maye.
If you read this in Hebrews, woe.
Uma nikufunda nisemadolweni, noshayiswa uvalo.
If you read it on your knees, you will be struck and by fear.
Uzuthi Nkosi noma kunhloboni ngisize ngingakhlubuki ngingahlehli inyova.
And it forces you to say, Lord, whatever this condition I am, whatever it is, help me now to stand and never to go back again.
Lencwadi kumaHebheru yabhalelwa amaHebheru.
This is written to Hebrews, Jews.
Bona bebegcina yonke imkhosi yobuJuda.
They who had kept every ritual of the Jews.
Basebetholizwi.
And then received the word of the Lord.
Ukuthi wasfela. Waba yiwundlu langempela lasezulwini elahlatshwa ngenxa yezono zethu.
That he had died and that he was the Lamb of God sent from heaven who was bruised and crushed because of our sins.
Manje umlando uthi abanye babo bathi hey akwenele uJesu. Kufanele ukuthi sibuye sigcine nokwabaJuda.
Now historically, the context is that some of these Jews said, no, it's Jesus is not enough. We must keep the law that we have been given, the rituals.
Nesizukulwane sesibili.
And the second generation.
Ngoba kuyenzeka ukuthi abazali bakholwe. Kodwa ingane zingakholwa, zingene zweni, zingene zonweni.
Because it can happen that parents are believers, but their children, the next generation, go into sin, into evil.
Ngiqaphelisise nina basha.
Be careful.
Noma abantu abazali benu bekholwa. Uma nina ningakholwa, nisengozini ukuhlangana nalendaba esiyitholayo lapha ukuthi ungasatholi ukuthethelelwa noma usukufuna ngezinyembezi.
Young people, children of Christian parents, beware, be careful, lest you fall into this condition where even when you one day seek repentance, you cannot find it, though you seek it with tears.
Kodwa noma ungaphilanga kahle.
But if you've not lived well, even so, God gives you the chance today. For he is also the one who says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
Uma uphuma la enkonzweni, besuveze ameva, uveza ukhula, ungavezi ukudla okuhle
If you go out of the service, after hearing this, you leave, and then you just bring forth thorns and thistles, like you've never heard the word of God, woe to you. I don't know if this is understandable. But it would be good if the one who has an ear to hear would listen. This is the opportunity. If you have brains in your head and you can think, make this decision, come back to the Lord. This is your chance to repentance. Don't delay it. I remember that story of the girl in America
who
had gone to her doctor.
Uma ehlele waiting room.
While in the waiting room,
udokotela busy nomunye phakathi.
The doctor was busy with another patient.
Wabona lapha encwadini ngoba ema waiting room kukhona ama magazine kukhona nezincwadi.
She looked at the table where there were magazines and books.
Udokotela ubekholwa.
That particular doctor was a believer. And it put a Bible, a black Bible, on that same table. She had never read the Bible. You find so many pagans today, even if they have a Bible available, they don't read it. And as she looked at this black Bible, she thought, well, maybe that is really a Bible. For she remembered that back at school, the teachers and children had sometimes referred to the Ten Commandments.
What yao? Imyalo eishumi kushukuthi khona eBhayibhelini.
And so she was inquisitive and thought, well, maybe that's to be found in the Bible.
Wasuka walthatha iBhayibheli.
So she took that Bible.
Wavela walvula.
Just opened it.
Kanti uvula ku Exodus 20.
And turned to Exodus 20 as she opened it. The very place where the Ten Commandments can be found.
Uma efunda, wafundi vesi, ungabulali.
Then she began reading and her eyes fell on this verse, do you shall not kill.
Lamhlaba lelozwi.
That word struck her.
Ungabulali.
You shall not murder.
Ethi ngani mina sengamitheka kashumi nesithupha ngayibulala zonke ingane.
She said to herself, I've fallen pregnant 16 times and I've killed every one of those babies. Aborted them.
Wakhala wakhakhazela.
She began to tremble and weep.
Wavuka waya kumabhalane.
She got up and went to the receptionist. She said, I need to see the doctor.
Ngokushesha futhi.
I need to see him immediately.
Wathi udokotela ubhizi.
The receptionist said, but he's still busy.
Wathi noma ebhizi ngidinga ukumbona ngokushesha.
She insisted and said, even so, I must see him immediately.
Wasuka wangena wathi dokotela ikhona intombazana laphakathi iyakhali ithi dinga ukubona.
And so she went, and the receptionist went and said, "Doctor, there's a patient out there who's crying and is insisting on seeing you immediately."
Wathi usangiyaqeda uma esephuma ungamngenisa.
And the doctor said, "Well, I'm about to finish anyway. When the patient leaves, you can bring her in."
Waphuma wathi uzongena khona manje.
And so the receptionist came out and said, "The doctor's going to see you very soon."
So
she could go in when the other patient
came out,
because the secretary then ushered her in. The doctor said, "Sit down." He was on one side of the table, she on the other. It's a good thing. If you're going to speak to the opposite sex, keep your distance. Be on the other side of the table.
Udokotela wathi kwenze njani zehle inyembezi ungathi imfula ekopozela phansi.
She broke out in tears. It was like a river of tears in her weeping.
Wathi dokotela iBhayibheli bengingalazi.
She said, "Doctor, I didn't know the Bible."
Kodwa ngabona la e waiting room iBhayibheli incwadi emnyama ngathi
I saw this black book in the waiting room and I thought it could be a Bible. Then I took it. I opened randomly, not knowing where I was opening. And it said there, "You shall not kill." And she said, "My heart was so convicted."
Ngakhumbula ukuthi mina sengabulala izingane ezishumi nesithupha.
It cut my heart.
Imphefumulo engiyibulele.
For I remembered how I have aborted 16 babies. I have killed those souls.
Wathangazi ukuthi ngiyosinda kanjani.
I don't know how to get out of this. I'm full of sin, with so many sins, 16 souls that I have murdered.
Tell me,
how
many have you?
How many have you murdered? You go off to the clinic, you have a quick abortion. Here in Pietermaritzburg in the Edendale area, a certain schoolgirl fell pregnant.
Wathi kodwa ngizokwenza njani ngoba ngikwazi ukufihla lesi sono noma ngisifihla namhlanje siyokhula sibonakale.
And realizing that she was now expecting, didn't know what to do to try and hide it, because she knew that this is growing within her and she won't be able to hide it later.
Wafika umngani wakhe.
Her friend came to her.
Wathi hey ngisemzimeni.
And she told her of her difficult situation. "I'm pregnant," she said. "I don't know what to tell my parents. I don't know what they'll say at school. I don't know what my friends will say about me."
Uyasebenza lo msebenzi. Unelalithi elikhulu asuka hlabe khona. Chitheke inzalo.
And her pal said, "Don't worry, That's no trouble at all. I know of a certain auntie, and she has the ability to help you in your situation. She uses a long needle and can cause an abortion. She's helped many others. So they went to her. She said, I am so troubled. I need to get rid of this pregnancy. Well, this lady then used her tools of the trade. Killed the baby. She began to bleed. And the abortion happened. But amazingly enough, her bleeding never stopped. She couldn't even go to school. She was hemorrhaging so badly. She went then to a doctor. He tried to give her some medicine, but it didn't help. She was extremely troubled inside
herself.
For we have a conscience, and that conscience will not less give you peace if you have committed sin like this. It will give you no rest. She went to the witch doctor. The witch doctor then said, well, somebody has bewitched you. It's your neighbor. And she told the parents too. When her parents heard about this, that the girl, her daughter was bewitched, this girl was so happy that her sin now had been passed on. She had passed the buck. But even the witchcraft potions could not help her, and her bleeding continued. She grew thinner and thinner till she was skin and bones.
Finally,
the parents then took her to Edendale Hospital. At that time, it was a newly built hospital, a very nice one. They tried to cure her. She just would not get better.
And
the doctors asked, well, what's wrong with you? What's happened? She said, well, the witch doctor says that I've been bewitched. But she got thinner still, till finally she couldn't eat anything. Sometimes she couldn't even speak. She would be fall into unconsciousness. And the sisters thought, well, now she is dying. Then sometimes she would regain consciousness, but she could only groan, trying to say something.
ngase odokotela o nurse bazobathi hayi usezoqimeka nomphela.
The doctors and nurses said to each other, well, she's about to die.
Waphaphama futhi.
Yet she woke up again.
Wazama ukukhuluma.
Trying to speak.
Wafika usistela.
A sister, a nursing sister came.
Wayibeka indlebe emlonyeni wakhe.
Put her ear close to this girl's mouth.
Ngoba ubezwa ukuthi khona afuna ukukhuluma.
For she realized the girl's trying to say something.
Wathuthini?
The nurse asked her, what are you saying?
Waphinda wezwa kancane kancane.
And then she could make out a few words. This girl said, I arrived there at the door of heaven. As I got to the gate of heaven,
ngaboni ngane ncane emhlophe emnan enhle ebusisekile.
I saw this little girl, a beautiful little blessed girl.
Athi le ngane ibimhlophe ibukeka kahle njengengelosi.
She was white, beautiful, looked like an angel.
Ingane yathi, awu, uwe uma, uwe owangibulala na.
This child said, oh, so you are my mother. You are the one who killed me. She said, how could you do such a thing to her mother?
And
she said to the nurse how she would tell this little child, get out of my way. I want to go through the gate into heaven.
Yaphendula yathi, mama, ngeke ngigudluke, ngeke ngidede indawo.
The little
ngimendleleni.
Child said, I am not moving. I am standing in your way.
Wehluleke ukungena ezulwini ngenxa yale ngane encane ayibulalile.
She found that she could not enter into heaven because of this child that she had aborted. Even though she begged the child to move, the child said, I am not moving. I'm right here in your way.
Wafa.
Then
she
died, and so it was in that condition that her soul left her. I wonder how you are going to die. You might say, I've never killed anybody. The Bible says, even if you get angry with your brother, calling him with bad words, you have murdered him. You are a murderer.
You'll
never go into heaven with that.
You'll cry.
Seeking repentance and not finding it.
Unless
you truly repent now before God and tell him, Lord, I have sinned. Please forgive me. For God also says, even though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. The word says, today is the day of repentance. Is there still unconfessed sin in your life?
Will uzoqhubeka ngokuveza ukukhula nameva.
Will you allow?
Ungamthokozisa uNkulunkulu, maye kuwe uzoba ndawonye noEsawu.
The Lord
ulahlwe inguna phakade.
To change you so that you bring forth a good crop, or will you continue with your thorns and thistles and you land up in the same boat as Esau? Shall we stand to our feet and we're going to pray. Lord Jesus, I ask you that your word would not be in vain, but bring forth much fruit, so that the one who has not yet repented would truly repent.
Ohlubukile,
the backslider,
abuyele kuwe ukuthi uphinde uyilime insimu yenhliziyo, utshale akuvezele ithelo ezinhle, ayameva.
Would come to you so that you would plow his heart and plant that which will bring forth a good crop and not thorns.
Amen.
Amen.